The good morning, we're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Lamavav L'Melachos Mechatech, and we're starting Siman Gimel. So Chayyim tells us nearly Dein Melachos Mechatech Ba'Ochlim. So the concept of Melachos Mechatech doesn't apply to foods. A person wants to cut a piece of cake to a certain size. A person wants to divide a pie into exactly eighths. So even though he's cutting it to a certain size for a certain purpose, the Melachos Mechatech doesn't apply. But the Chayyim then qualifies and he says that this is actually a Shulchan Aruch that doesn't apply to Eichlim. So the whole concept of the Melachos Mechatech doesn't apply to Eichlim. So either because the idea of an Eichel normally is it's going to be consumed shortly thereafter, so it's not the Mechatech is creating something which then is usable for a purpose afterwards, which is what we mentioned. The Mechatech is preparing it for a next usage. So that's the cheshivas of the Melacha. But over here, since it's going to be consumed, so it doesn't have the Mechatech. So the Chayyim therefore says, the case where the food is functioning more like a kli, so Mechatech would apply to it. It's only something which is clearly just the food. For animals as well, the foods that you feed to the animal will function as food. Cutting off the leaves to. So, Kim Shonov and Michael Behema. So the branch is not the leaves are vegetable. The leaves are something edible to the animal, but the branches are not. So, a person will be cutting those branches. Shakam came mechatech. I feel Michael Mamish davka shoyse menu kli betkila l'shayach tikum kli. If a case where you're fixing a kli, you have a kli ready, you're using a food to be the to function as a tikkun, so it's there to be misakin to fix the kli. So it's not functioning like a rochel anymore; it's functioning like is a repair patch for a kli. To use an example, there's a hole in a kli, and you need to fill up the hole, and a piece of carrot, if cut to the proper size and width, would fit very well into the hole and keep block the hole and keep all of the wine or liquid inside of the barrel. So that act of cutting that carrot, albeit the carrot is edible, cutting it to a specific size to be able to fit in the hole is problematic. So the Chayyim gives an example. There's a hole, and he puts a piece of bread, hard bread in there. So he cuts the bread into a specific size to fill the hole. So we're going to have in this situation, because you're cutting it to a specific size, and the exemption of food is no longer relevant, because you're using it more akin to a kli than akin to a food. We got tikkun kli, so you're going to have tikkun kli and mechatech. But there is also the person who's going to have a problem by cutting this piece, making it to a specific size to use like a kli. It's a form of tikkun kli, so that would be you would have multiple problems in that situation. So the heter for cutting food for mechatech doesn't apply if you cut it into a specific shape, which is a meaningful shape. You cut it into a circle or to a square or to a triangle, it's not a significant shape. But if you cut it into something which looks like a portrait, looks like, like something, you want to make it in the shape of a bird, you're cutting in the shape of a bird or something of that sort. So then you're that's considered a form of making an artistic item. It goes under the umbrella of the Melach of Kosev, of writing. So this is the form of writing. It's not writing, but it's making symbols, which are which are significant. So just by making a circle, square, triangle, etc., which doesn't have any significance, that it is not going to be a problem of the melacha of mechatech. Want to touch on one or two more examples, which hasn't been relevant in the upcoming shiur, and then we will best assume we'll move on to the next melacha, Kalal Lamed Zion, where we start moving to the melacha of Kaisei ben Mochik. Okay, have a good day.